السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, hope you are in the best of health in Durban, and Allah Ta'ala grant you success in all your programs, and may the Ummah benefit, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow the beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and instill the love of the Sahaba Kiram and the Ahli Bayt into our lives. Sahab, the platform is yours this morning.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all your duas. Jazakallahu khairan to all our technicians, our Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and Zakaria Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, this Mubarak, blessed, honorable day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 5th of Muharram 1446, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 36, Surah Yasin, and verses 49 and 50. The non-Muslims make a mockery when they were told by the prophets and messengers, alayhimu salatu wasalam, and even now, when they are told that there is punishment to come, there is death to come, and death is inevitable, and then there is Jannah and Paradise, or Hellfire and the Inferno, so they make a big mockery of it. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in Surah to Yasin, chapter 36, verses 49-50. Ma yanzuruna, they are not waiting. Illa sayhata wahida, for one shout, one scream. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, the archangel Gabriel will come with the command of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and one scream, one shout, ta'khuduhum, that will seize them. And then, wahum yakhissimoon, wow haliya, whilst they are disputing, whilst they are quarreling, and whilst they are fighting. Is this the truth? Is this false? Is this that? Is this the theory? Is this the fact? All these type of things will go on, and death will just come. Remember, we belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we believe in two Qiyamahs. One is the Sughra, and one is the Kubra. The micro and the macro. Once a person passes away, then his or her individual Qiyamah, their day of justice, their day of judgment has started already. Man mata, whosoever passes away, faqad qamat qiyamatuhu, his or her qiyamat has started already. So we must be clear on that. That is the micro. And the macro, Surah 99, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, when everything will be plastered to smotherings, and remember there will be convulsions everywhere. Chapter 28, verse 88, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَا, everything shall perish, everything will be finished to pieces and smotherings, except Him, Almighty Allah. He alone is the exclusive Khaliq and Malik, the only creator, the only owner. Everybody, everything else is makhluk, and the entire makhluk will perish, remember that. Yes, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will protect His special servants, like the Anbiya, Prophets and Messengers, alayhimu salatu wassalam, their Mubarak jasad athar, their Mubarak bodies will be not decomposed and will not disintegrate. That is the mercy, the benevolence, the grace of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة. Human beings, the non-Muslims, they are not waiting for one bang, one scream, one shout. Today they say this bomb and that bomb. Then the final bomb will come and humanity, creation, everything shall perish. تأخذهم, that will seize them. وهم يخصمون, while they are debating, disputing, quarreling. فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ تَوْسِيَةً. And once that happens, they will not be able to bequeath, to make a wasiyah. Is your wasiyah ready, O Muslim, O Muslima? Did you make your last word? He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَبِيتُ لَيْلَتَيْنِ إِلَّا وَوَسِيَّتُهُ مَكْتُوبَةٌ إِنْدَهُ. Hadith authentic in Bukhari Sharif and Abu Dawood Sharif. O Muslim, you should not even allow 2 nights to pass, but your will, your final will and testament should be written already. Imagine 1400 years ago and more. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is informing us, do not let 2 nights pass, but the will should be written. We're living in comfort zones, Alice in Wonderland. We think, no, that I still got 10, 20 years, and then we hear, suddenly that person passed away in an accident and kidnapping, hijacking. Allah alone protect us. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He, Almighty Allah, is the best protector, and He alone is the exclusive أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. That supreme being, the most merciful one to show mercy, that is Almighty Allah, جَلَّ وَلَا. So once that death strikes, فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ تَوْصِيَةً, then he cannot prepare his will and make a wasiyah and bequeath to anybody or any person or any Muslim or non-Muslim for that matter. وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَهَلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. And nor will he return to his family. That person is gone, finish his history. We have to carry on with the geography. So, O Ummah, have we cried last night? Do we cry today? Ya Allah, give me death on a Friday with Iman. Oh Allah, make that the best day in my life. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawman alqaka fi. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Oh beloved Allah, make that the best day in my life, the day I come to meet you. Allahumma arzuqna shafa'at al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, jalla wala, let Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for me. The Shafa'a, Arabic, the Safarish, the Urdu, intercession, English. Let the Master, alayhi salatu salam, intercede for us on the day of justice. So these are the type of du'as we should be making. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. We all are guilty. We all have committed sins. He, Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, my intercession is for those people who perpetrated, committed major, major sins on the day of justice or the day of Qiyamah. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala envelope us in His special, special mercy, and let us prepare our world this weekend before the day of Ashura comes. O Ummah, life is not just about eating, drinking, sleeping and relieving ourselves. There are many, many things we need to prepare now, immediately. Justice delayed is justice denied. So many a family have become fragmented, disunited, because the father, the mother, the husband did not leave a will, and he passed away or she passed away intestate without a will, and then all the fighting started just for this material wealth. So therefore Islam wants, we must write a will that is according to Sharia, and that is wajib and compulsory. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today the Mubarak honorable day of Friday, Jumu'ah, 5th Muharram, 1446. GG, the Gaza genocide, day number 280. So these are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Three jutlas dispatched to hell and Jahannam. We say Alhamdulillah. And many of them injured, they will never return to the battlefield. Because you must remember that they are the most coward of people and always fleeing from death. As mentioned in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, chapter number 62, entitled Friday, Surah Jumu'ah, and verse number 8, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. Hey, you Jutla and Jutli and Jew, you always running away from death. Remember, death will reach you wherever you are, and then you'll be dispatched straight to hell and eternal doom and gloom. So you better realize that you are following the wrong path. And many of them are injured and they are in transit straight to hell. Alhamdulillah. The Gaza pier, which the Americans put there, cost them millions and millions of dollars. Instead of bringing more aid to the Palestinians, they were using it to bring more bombs and arms and ammunition to murder and injure the Palestinians. These are the haramis, the Americans and the Western powers. 100% they are an accomplice in these war crimes and genocide and crimes against humanity. So it will be shut down. We say good riddance to you and to your government as well. Israel's top commander in the West Bank is a hypocrite. Who said so? Your Haaretz newspaper said so. Go read the wonderful article by Gideon Levy. Every article of Gideon Levy you should read. Oh Muslim, oh human being, at least you will understand. Understand what is happening in Israel, occupied Palestine, we call it. And he gives the other perspective. And he is a man of justice to a great extent. He's a Jew, but at least remember he writes a great amount of justice. And Almighty Allah taught us, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Wahi, revelation comes to Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Almighty Allah, via the agency of Jibreel alayhi salam, and then the Master alayhi salatu salam informs us, chapter number 53, verses 3 and 4, وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. It is not but the beast, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, desires that he is telling us, nay, it is but, remember, wahi and revelation. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِرَجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Verily, Allah Ta'ala sometimes uses non-Muslims also to elevate this deen and assist this deen. So that is what we see nowadays. Israel vetoed 15 Palestinian prisoners who Hamas wants. So therefore, the negotiations are going on. There are more than 20,000, remember, Palestinians, majority of them detention without trial, majority of them tortured and persecuted by the haramis, the war criminals, the super terrorists, Hitler's children, the Jutlas, haramis, and the whole world knows who are the real terrorists now. So our Hamas brothers and said, bring us, we want these 15. They said no. So we will say, if you don't want, we will keep your hostages. So Alhamdulillah, that is why they took the hostages, so they will use them as a bargaining chip. Israel keeps on stealing Palestinian land. Go read the article in the Haaretz newspaper. Go read there in Al Jazeera. So everything is on your phone now. You can just read the whole article. So how do you find every devious way to steal and occupy more and more land? Therefore, we say every settler is a legitimate target. Remember, any Jutla they shoot and they liquidate him, we say Alhamdulillah. We're very proud about it. And we have no empathy, no sympathy for the Jutlas wherever they are and stealing land there in occupied Palestine. U.S. sends more arms to Israel, and this is Biden, this is Trump, this is the Democrats and Republicans. Majority of them, remember, are prostitutes and prostitutes. You must remember, political prostitutes. How much money has the APEC and the Israeli lobby given to the Democrats, given to the Republicans, given to Biden, and just to buy favor from them and so forth? 100% they are guilty of war crimes. The biggest terrorists today on earth are the Americans, the Europeans, majority of them. And then you find Israel. Without this help, they can't even survive for 1 month or 3 months. They can't even beat Hamas in 9 months. So what are you talking about more? So remember, United States now are sanctions. You must remember some of the West Bank settlers for their crimes, the murdering, injuring, stealing the land of the Palestinians and so forth. So this is just to make the world fools, you know. There they will commit million crimes and then you just put 50, 20 of them, some sanctions of them and say, see, we speak of human rights and we speak of democracy and that all go to hell with it. It is the pigs with lipstick on it. Remember, just as George Galloway said, that United Nations and the ICC and the ICJ. So we agree with George Galloway on that score. The Spanish Prime Minister, at least he speaks the truth to a great extent. He said, NATO, you are guilty of double standards. See, Russia invaded Ukraine, and there you are now, helping Ukraine, everything. Israel invaded and occupied Palestine for 76 years, and there you are, helping the aggressor, the occupier, and you are giving them everything. So where is the justice that is the sign of your hypocrisy and double standards, the white hegemony? That is what you must understand. None of them are there for justice. They all are there for a hidden agenda, and they have sinister motives. Remember that always, that you call the white hegemony. Colombia, South America says, the Palestinians' protest and demonstrations will not stop. We will always speak for Palestine. We will always protest on their behalf to show the world that what the Israelis, the Jewish lobby and the people, America and everybody else is doing. Anti-Semitism has increased in Europe. How many percent? 90%, 80% after the Gaza war. So what do you expect? You murder the babies and you murder the children, so no Jutla will be safe. You must remember that if I have a Jutla neighbor, I'll tell him, why don't you speak against all the atrocities, the war crimes and the genocide? Even I will do that. So that is what the Jutla will say, anti-Semitism. They have taken three terms, you must remember, and made it exclusive to themselves. Holocaust, you know, 6 million people died. Go to hell with your story of 6 million. That is a total lie. You must remember, not even 1 million Jews were dispatched to hell by Hitler. And he did a good job, to a great extent, remember that. So remember that you are the ones who promoted homosexuality. You stole from the people of Germany with your interest, and you brought about homosexuality. We agree on that score. Other things, we don't agree with Hitler, but on this we agree with him. So you must remember that, and 6 million is a big fat lie and propaganda. It was Hitler who arranged 6 million jobs for people, so they wanted to discard and disgrace him, and they said 6 million. So the Holocaust, they made it exclusive for them. Anti-Semite, they made it exclusive for them. You criticize Jews, you criticize Israel, they say you're anti-Semite. Go to hell with your anti-Semite, you must remember that. So we will speak the truth, whether you like it or not. You are the scum on this earth, and Allah has made you into swines and monkeys, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 5, number 60, verse 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Allah has cursed you, a cursed nation, therefore they can't find peace. So no sense complaining about their anti-Semite and so forth and so on, because you, if you're a Jew, then stand up for true justice. Speak against Zionism, which is racism, and that is what you need to do. And if you don't like it, South Africa, and you will pack up and go. They need 10,000 army, they go. And Hamas will put the bullet in your front side and backside, inshallah. Kenya's Ruto, remember, dismisses his whole cabinet or majority of his cabinet. You know Africa, totally corrupted from Egypt to South Africa. So there are so many protests going on. He knows that now his power is weakening. The people are fed up. They wanted to impose taxes on bread and petrol and so many things. The people are just eking out a living, and you go and inflate the prices. I mean, where's your common sense? And he spends $90,000 on traveling in 1 year. So, I mean, people must get fed up. There has to be a revolution. Israel destroyed all the hospitals in Gaza with the accomplice and approval of United States. So who are the guilty party? Who are the people who are the terrorists? Who demolished the mosque and the churches? who have demolished all the schools and universities. So remember that. You can't come use October 7 as an excuse. What about your 75, 76 years occupation? So all that is not in a vacuum, all this. Tayyip Erdogan, the president of Turkey, says America is complicit in Israel's war crimes. 100% we agree with that. France planned, you understand, to send for 2,000 troops to Ukraine. But Macron, when you speak about Gaza and all these things, they will make some loophole and so forth. So why you don't send there? You must remember to help the Palestinians against the Jutlas, because they bought you off, and you can see how disgraced you are. Macron, you're losing power as well. Half of the British cabinet, listen to this. Just press it on your Google. The exact amounts will come, how much Starmer is paid and how much this Shaitan is paid and how much that guy is paid. So every one of them, half of them, paid by the Israeli government and Israeli agents. Millions and millions of pounds they have been paid. But they want to come tell us. So Sunak corrupted, send him to Rwanda and India. And these other guys, Starmer and them, not a corrupted government, remember that. Russia says that the U.S. missiles are now in Germany. You're going back to the Cold War. And I, as Putin, remember, am warning you. If you want the war, we are ready. We will unleash our submarines. We will unleash our nuclear. So don't play with Putin. Now look at this idiot. You must remember Biden. He's gone senile, totally disgraced in the whole world. He doesn't know his gender, whether he's male or female. He said, I am the first black woman to serve the first black president of America. He said that I will beat Trump in the elections in 2020. Yesterday there at the NATO conference, he said, ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. He wants to address President Zelensky. He says Putin. Daytime, nighttime, he's thinking of Putin. And Putin is having a good laugh. This is Biden. You harami, you war criminal, you butcher Joe Biden. Remember that. Get out of the race. You are a disgrace to America. And remember, every Palestinian is cursing you. So Allah Ta'ala is disgracing you. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. When Almighty Allah disgraces a person, then no one can give him honor. So therefore, there's so much pressure on him, he must quit, because he's a disgrace to America, to the Democrats, and remember, to the politicians of his own party, and so forth. Durban, yesterday we landed here at 3:30 exactly in the afternoon. Wonderful weather. And you see, my brother Zamir came to fetch us. I see the aircon was on in the car. And I'm telling Zamir, all pious people living here. Your people's weather is plus 15, plus 18, plus 20. They by us in Transvaal, Gauteng is minus, minus. So you've got good weather. Cape Town, it's a very bad little thing's going to happen. Allah alone protect all of us, protect you. The bad weather, inclement weather will continue till Sunday, will be very cold, and it will be raining, and so many people are homeless and displaced. Try and help every person or Muslim. And me and you, if it's poor Muslims, give them zakat. Non-Muslims, give them sadaqah and give them some charity. Show them our humanity. We are Muslims and we will care for one and all, Muslim and non-Muslim. Inshallah, today, Jumu'ah will be there. Mashallah, at Hafiz Uwais. You know, he's the Imam, Sheikh Munir. Farid Sufi's, you understand, son, Hafiz Uwais. So Hafiz Wadi arranged all this many, many months ago and told me the Muharram Jumu'ah must be there in the Sufi Masjid in Benin Road. We said, Ahlan wa sahlan, labbaik. So Hafiz Uwais, inshallah, we will be there. And inshallah, you give and convey salams to your father as well. We taught together at Darul Newcastle. And we thank Hafiz Wadi for all these programs there. And inshallah, 10 to 10:30 will be the nikah announcements today with Maulana Zahid Khan. Any one of you, your daughter, son getting married, grandson, grandchildren, so send the nikah invitations. Don't worry, we won't come. We just want to announce it because that is a sunnah and nabawiyya. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Tirmidhi, a'alinun nikah, announce the nikah, waj'aluhu fil masajid, perform your nikah and your marriage ceremony in the masjid, in the mosque, then the barakah and blessing will flow, inshallah. So send it to 084-786-3132, the WhatsApp. So just send the nikah invitation, not long, long stories, this uncle's message and this sister's message and this brother's message. We're not interested in that. Just send the nikah invitations and announcement, and Maulana Zahid Khan will announce it inshallah between 10 and 10:30. 084-786-3132. With a short message is fine, but leave all those long, long messages. 11:25, 11:26 today, South African time. The Adhan will go from Makkah Mukarrama. Sheikh Salih bin Humayt, he's the oldest Imam now. Then comes today's and so forth. So he will deliver the khutbah today, inshallah. He will speak about Ashura and other related issues. We won't take the Salat, so we'll just take the khutbah, and then we'll do the translation, inshallah, and then the dua, and then we will go to the masjid, there the Glennon Road Sufi Masjid, inshallah, where Hafiz Uwais is, and 10 past 12, 12:10, remember, is the Adhan, and 12:20, the lecture will start. It will be live, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, on Radio Al-Ansar International, and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Maulana Salim Kareem, Barakallahu Fik. We have 20 minutes left, inshallah Aziz, and tonight we will be in the Bluff Musalla, that is Musalla Fatima, 7:15, inshallah, is the Isha Salat there. So maaf for that, Maulana Salim Kareem, I just forgot about that. So Bluff Musalla tonight, inshallah, 7 for Musalla Fatima, so 7:15 Jamaat, inshallah, that will be live on Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jamaat. Ji, Maulana Salim Kareem.
Mufti Saab, my stepdaughter's father is from Senegal. Does Mufti Saab know about the Muslims of Senegal who claim to follow Serigne Toba, holy man of Toba, Sheikh Amadou Bamba? I see the father of my stepdaughters wearing a necklace with the Sheikh's photo, and he has the Sheikh's photo on display in his home.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You see, when you travel in Africa, when you travel in India, you will find different groups and so forth. Once a person does not follow the Quran Sharif properly, a person does not follow the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the person disassociates himself or herself from the Ahlul Bayt, the children, grandchildren, and the family, the household of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who are Muslims, obviously. Non-Muslims, Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl and them are also family, but they're not obviously, the Jahannamis, Quran says and the Hadith says. So we don't consider them to be Ahlul Bayt. Ahlul Bayt, you must be Muslim, obviously. So we have to love them, respect them, follow in their footsteps. So the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the Ahlul Bayt, all the Sahaba, the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Awliyaullah. Awliyaullah are who? Quran says, Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. They have true iman and they have taqwa. So these are all cults. You must remember that. They take somebody as their pirsap, as their murshid. Then they will put his photo, snap there in the house. And then they will put around their neck and all that. These are all gol, mudil, totally astray, remember. We have nothing to do with them. Nahnu bura'u minkum. We have disassociated and detached ourselves from them. You go there to Iran. You go to other places. You will see big, big photos and all that of Khomeini, and they're making ruku and sajda. This is how shirk starts. You must remember that. So Islam, when it wants to solve a problem, it goes to the roots and says, all this is absolutely haram. They are astray. You must tell them. And many of them do things that will take them out of the fold of Islam, that you will find the Tijani sect there, you will find this group there, you will find this bamboo and that bamboo and all that. So remember, majority majority of them are dhal and mudil and astray, and many of them are out of the fold of Islam. And then we follow the four schools of thought. That is the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Mufti Saab, do we have to make qaza of the fast of Muharram if we have broken it during the day?
Remember, any fast that during the year, besides the Ramadan Sparks fast we are speaking now, the 11 months, if a person kept fast in Zulhijjah, for example, Arafat fast, or you kept the fast of Muharram, now you understand, first 8-9 days, or the Ashura fast in previous years, or you intending this year, for some reason or the other, whether you have uzr or no uzr, a valid excuse or not, so then you broke the fast. So the question arises, is the qaza yes or no? Yes, Hanafis say yes. Even though initially it is a sunnah fast, a nafil fast, a non-compulsory fast, qaza is compulsory. So we ask the Hanafi scholars, what is your dalil? What is your evidence and proof? Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, was a genius. He says, وَلَا تُبْتِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Don't nullify your actions. Hence, one qaza will be compulsory. And remember, we ask the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, they say no qaza. Yesterday you were fasting, and yesterday was Thursday, so it's sunnah to fast on Thursday, and in Muharram, you'll get more reward also. It's one of the sacred holy months, and then 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning, 3, 4 o'clock in the evening, you broke your fast. So Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis say that there's no qada. So we ask them, but why? So they say, ma alal muhsinina min sabil. You're just a muhsin, you're doing a good deed, and now you broke it, whether because of some excuse or no excuse, so there's no compulsion upon you. Now I'm asking you, you're the ordinary lay person, right? Which one will you say is right and wrong? You will say, no, man. Both of them got such wonderful dala'il and evidence. So that is your tafaqquh fi deen. That is how you go to the profound knowledge of the Quran, Sharif and Sunnah. Therefore, inna makhtalafu li ajli al-haq wa makhtalafu fi al-haq. So they differed for the sake of truth. They never differed in truth. So we will say, this is how we were. Now khulasatul kalam. This is how we were. Summarize it. Hanafis will say, take yesterday's example, you were fasting and you broke it. So Hanafis will say that qaza of it is compulsory. And the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis will say it's not compulsory, but if you keep the qaza, then it is better, you must remember, but not compulsory.
Mufti Saab, we are divorced for 6 months now. What are the responsibilities of him to me and the children now?
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When we hear of divorce, it just breaks our hearts. Nobody wins in that. It's only the Satan, Shaitan in this day and this age gets happy. Surah 2, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 102. Yufarriquna bihi bayna al-mar'i wa zawji. That, remember, Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan will come and tell you, your wife did this, and all. And Shaitan will come to her and tell her, your husband is busy with his secretary, and he's busy with the neighbor's daughter, and all lot of haram things and waswasa, whisperings of Shaitan. There might be some truth, but he will exaggerate the situation. And then she will demand and request the talaq and divorce. Now look at it. Therefore, Quran Sharif taught us, remember, Surah 4, verse 128, وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ. Reconciliation is the best. But why? Because it's not only your life, it is you and your children. So now, sister, the divorce has already gone 6 months. Most probably your iddat is finished also. So because your iddat will be 3 menses, Hanafis, Hanbalis, or 3 periods of cleanliness, according to Shafi'is, Malikis. So now for you, sister, if your iddat has expired, your husband does not have to pay anything for you. Yes, they are children, and you are the one, the custodian, you have custody and so forth. So for all that, he must pay. He must pay the rental, he must pay the water lights, he must pay the medication, he must pay all their basic needs and necessities, remember. If they are daughters, he must continue paying your ex-husband, the father of the children, till the daughters get married. From now, right till the age of 20, for example, when they get married, he has to pay. It's compulsory, mandatory upon him. If they are sons, then it's compulsory for him to pay till they're 15, 16 years old. And thereafter, whatever he pays for his sons is voluntary. He's doing tabarru ihsan. He's doing them a favor, but it's not mandatory, compulsory upon him. And whatever money he gives and so forth, you use it for yourself, you use it for your children and so forth. All that would be acceptable, permissible. If he doesn't pay, leave all the jamiats and maulanas and mufti. You come to me, what can we do? We can't do anything. So take him straight to court, and remember, you go there, family court, maintenance court, and make sure he pays. Because today, many husbands, they don't want to pay because they say, what can the jamiat do? What can the maulana do? So in a case like that, you just go straight to court and you demand he must pay, remember that. So that is what Islam, speaking for the children, he'll have to pay. So that is compulsory and mandatory upon him.
Mufti Saab, can we make an English dua while in sajda during Maghrib Salah?
Remember, in no salat can you make dua in any language except in the Arabic language. Yesterday we were in Vellum where Mawlana Abid Khan, Mawlana Dawood Wahid and all of them, the Imams are there, mashallah. Wonderful program. All the small, small children, 12, 15, I don't know how many of them came and sat right in front. So when they were leaving, I said, come here, all of you. When we finished made dua, I said, I want to kiss all of you. So we gave all of them a kiss on their hand and made dua for them. Ya Allah, make these flowers of ours a hafiz, a qari, a alim, a sheikh. Inshallah, they'll go far in life. They got so much shock and desire. When I just entered the masjid, they stood in the line to meet me with their big, big eyes. I'm 6 feet and they just 2-3 feet, you know. So you must remember this. I asked them, you want to speak on the radio? They were all shaking their head. So Mawlana Salim, they will be the future presenters on Markaz, inshallah. So you must remember this kind of things there. So that is how you must remember that the children, don't leave them at the back. Then you complain, call them in front and you make one, two nice stories for them, you see. And inshallah, then you attract them and this type of things there. So mashallah, that we must be the ones that we must teach them all these type of things there. So yes, we must remember Islam is for all and all for Islam.
Mufti Saab, I'm a revert. My parents and siblings are non-Muslims. Do I still inherit from my parents if they pass on?
Remember, the Quran Sharif teaches us in this situation, chapter 31, verse 15, 1-5, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. You, my brother, you, my sister in Islam, your parents, your siblings are non-Muslim, but you must still mingle with them, associate with them. You go there now, today, the tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, weekend, and go show them the beauty of Islam. We don't have wine, we don't have swine, we don't have dine, where everybody is having a jol and a party. They then know who with whom they're sleeping and what goes on. You must remember that. Al-khamru ummul fawahish, al-khamru ummul khaba'is. This khamar and alcohol is the mother of all vices and so forth, and all obscenity and indecency. That is what Islam teaches. So you must show them the beauty. Cry to Allah today that on Jummah between Asr and Maghrib, my son, my daughter, Ya Allah, give my father, mother Islam. Ya Allah, I'm experiencing the lazza, the beauty of Islam. Give my beloved parents that. So you must cry. Sayyidina Abu Huraira used to cry. And then Allah Jalla Wala granted his mother Iman and Islam. He came again crying to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, Inna Umma Abi Huraira Qad Aslamat, she embraced Islam. So why are you crying? Out of happiness I'm crying. Mokai Shanasi, Mardam Shanasi, you must know on which occasion what to say and whom you are speaking to. He knew the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is elated and delighted. Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, make dua. When the name of Abu Huraira is mentioned, this Ummah must have special affinity. When we teach hadith, we by heart hadith, we learn hadith. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala rasul. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبعة يذلهم الله في ذله يوم لا ذل إلا ذله. Already whilst I'm reading this hadith, the love is now in my heart. Ya Allah, I want to meet Sayyidina Abu Huraira, the greatest Shaykh al-Hadith of this Ummah. We want to kiss his hands, Ya Allah. 5,374 ahadith through the various chains of transmission. So that is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The only people who will hate and despise Sayyidina Abu Huraira, the Kuffar, Shias and so forth. So my brothers, that is what you must do. Cry to Allah for your beloved mother, father, siblings, give them Islam. Anyway, they pass away as non-Muslims, so you will not inherit from them, and they will not inherit from you. If status quo remains, this is ijma, this is consensus on it. Hadith in Tirmidhi, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, لا يرث المسلم الكافر ولا الكافر المسلم. A Muslim will not inherit from a non-Muslim, and a non-Muslim will not inherit from a Muslim. However, you can make wasiyah. You see, just now in Surah Yasin we read, فَلَا يَسْتَطِئُونَ تَوْسِيَةً. Wasiyah is to bequeath. So you can bequeath for a non-Muslim. A Muslim is drawing up his will. So you say, first, burial, funeral expenses. Second, all the debts of the deceased. Third is wasiyah. Wasiyah is to bequeath. So inheritance is not there. Inheritance is the share which Almighty Allah ordained and prescribed. But wasiyah is a gift Allah has given you. So that's your prerogative. You give to people who are not inheriting. So your father, mother, if they're non-Muslim, they don't inherit. So you can bequeath for them. So then they can bequeath for you also. But inheritance, no, you won't get anything of that. So my greater message, my brother, sister, will be make dua. Allah protect them. Allah give them hidayat in Islam and protect them from the everlasting fire of Jahannam. Allah give one and all tawfiq. Ji.
Mufti Sahab, who made 3 days, 40 days and 1 year Jamaat compulsory? Is this not bidat?
When your son goes to the Hifz class, Darut Tahfiz, Maulana Salim Kareem, Hazrat Maulana Ismail Abdul Razak, Rahimahullah, in Ladysmith, they got Darul Quran. In Newcastle, where the Ijtima is going to take place, we got the oldest Darul Uloom in South Africa. Maulana Qasim Sema, Rahimahullah, started age 73. He passed away in 2007. I was there in Newcastle for 20 years. So now you must remember, you come to me and you ask me, how long will it take for my son to become Hafiz? I say it will normally take 2 years or 3 years. I want to make my son or alim. How long? I say 6 years. So from where all this came, the 2 years for the Hifz class, where all this came, 6, 7 years for the alim class and so forth. So it's a course we have to go for. So Lamala, so this also, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawwarullah Marqadahu, who passed away in 1944, you must remember that Allah Ta'ala inspired him, and that we call Ilham, and do this for the benefit of the Ummah, 3 days, 40 days, 4 months, whatever. So these are just starting causes. The true Muslim must say, meri to puri zindagi waqaf hai Allah Jalla wala ke liye hai. I am dedicating my entire life for the sake of Almighty Allah. How come, my brother, when we go for our BA, that 3 years, for our MA, 2 years, for our PhD, another 2, 3 years, we never ask these questions? Isn't that a bid'ah? Isn't that also something innovation? But when it comes to deen, we will ask these type of questions there. So it shows dal mein kuch kala hai. You see that? Something is wrong. We are looking at things that are the truth with a jaundiced eye. So remember, don't do that. I am promising you, I traveled so many countries. If it was not for the Tabligh Jamaat, not thousands, millions of people should have become murtad and out of the fold of Islam, as happened in the South American continent. More than 2-3 million Arabs and others became murtad. They integrated, they assimilated, and there was nothing for them. No infrastructure, no masjid, no madrasa, no alim, no sheikh. And if there is a musalla masjid, the sheikh just comes there on a Friday. So they found the wine, they found the dine, they found the swine, they found the white ladies and this one and that one, and they just assimilated. And the Arabs, they even forgot the Arabic alphabet. I cried when I saw that. You must remember that. So brother, make dua. Allah Ta'ala take me, you, all in the Tabligh Jamaat. Remember that. Inshallah, you go and you will see the miracle. You must remember what they did. Now, who's walking in the jungles of Africa? Who is walking Saudi Arabia, Emirates, all these haramis, they will allow the gays, they will allow the haram people to come. But Tabligh Jamaat, they banned. But nobody can ban Islam. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. These kuffar will try. But the more they try, the more people embrace Islam. The more people will join. That is Allah's system. Always remember that.
Mufti Sahib, Islamically, when do we consider that another Muslim is out of the fold of Islam? How do we tell this?
When a person rejects, you must remember the articles of faith. I give you 2-3 easy examples. One example is Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamun Nabiyyin. Chapter 33, verse number 40, Surah Ahzab. Now you get the Qadiani. He comes, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. He says, me, I receive wahi revelation in various languages and so forth. They say Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, is buried there in Kashmir, in Srinagar. So he is rejecting Khatmun Dubuwa. So remember, such people are out of the fold of Islam. People cursing, swearing, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Quran Kareem states, chapter 57, verse 10, وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى, for all of them is Jannat al-Firdaus. Quran says, you must follow them. Chapter 9, verse 100, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. So these kuffar, Shias, they curse them. Khomeini writes in Kashful Asrar, that Amehu, I don't believe in that Allah who made Abu Bakr Umar the Khalifa. So can you say such people are Muslim? We say, La'anatullahi alayhim. Maulana Salim Kareem, you met Hazrat bin Nuri. You studied there. We studied there. Hazrat bin Nuri, Allama Sheikh, passed away in the year 1977. I just give you this incident. He was in a conference. And one of the delegates said, who is Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, and all of them? We got more knowledge than them. Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah addressed the president of the country and said, Al-Jim Hadal Khabis, put a lagam and put something in his mouth. The shaitan talking nonsense here. That was Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah. He never ever compromised with the false. He spoke the truth, and therefore Allah took such great work from him. May Almighty Allah give us that ghira and the self-esteem. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.